Exclusive, Matt Moers, Democrat Chris Popp is a partisan Pelosi puppet. By Sean Moran on January 14, 2020. Former Donald Trump White House official Matt Moers told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview Tuesday that Representative Chris Popp is DNH, betrayed his campaign promise to remain an independent voice in D.C. and instead has become a loyal supporter of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, D.C.A. Moers, who worked in Trump's State Department, announced his candidacy for the Republican nomination for New Hampshire's 1st congressional district seat to unseat Pappas. The New Hampshire Republican said that he decided to run for office after seeing Pappas become a staunch supporter of Pelosi. Pappas initially wavered on whether he would support the California Democrat for the speakership. Moers told Breitbart News, "I was just getting totally frustrated by Chris Pappas down in Washington, D.C. You know, when he campaigned the first time. He said he was going to be this independent voice, he was going to work for New Hampshire. As soon as he got down to Washington, D.C., as soon as he put that congressional pin on and got starstruck by the big dome, he just decided to do whatever Nancy Pelosi decided to do. Whether that is on the impeachment vote, where he was the first Democrat from a Trump district to come out in favor of the impeachment process, whether he's come out in favor of issues that would lead to taxing the internet, voting for the omnibus bill, you name it. He's been in lockstep with Nancy Pelosi and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in the swamp." Noting that Pappas has voted in lockstep with Pelosi, he called the New Hampshire Democrat a partisan Pelosi puppet. Pappas was the first swing district Democrat to back the impeachment inquiry against President Trump. The New Hampshire Democrat since then voted for both articles of impeachment against the president, charging that Trump abused the office of the presidency and obstructed Congress. Pappas represents one of the 31 congressional districts that Trump won during the 2016 presidential election, and that Democrats flipped during the 2018 midterm elections. Moers said that, if elected to Congress, he would fight to secure America's southern border. The New Hampshire Republican said that the country's insecure border has led to the opioid crisis in the Granite State. He said, "First and foremost is to ensure the security of our country. And in New Hampshire that takes on another meaning as well, which is to stop the influx of illegal drugs, which has caused the opioid crisis in our state. Look, Chris Pappas, Nancy Pelosi, and I have opposed common sense measures like building the wall, which would stop the influx of illegal drugs into our country. I will tell you, I was at the State Department. I have been at meetings where I've seen the influx of illegal drugs from Central America across Mexico and go straight across the border and up into New England and into New Hampshire. And yet Chris Pappas has opposed these policies." Citing socialist disasters such as Venezuela, Moers said that he would make sure that the socialism that has destroyed other countries does not come to the United States. Moers also backed Trump's trade fight with China, saying, "The president has been absolutely right on China. Presidents of both parties for years have been letting China get away with highway robbery. And we finally have a president that's willing to call them out for it and actually advance the interests of American businesses there." The New Hampshire Republican said that because of Pappas's backing of impeachment, Congress has yet to pass the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, USMCA, which would aid New Hampshire farms and manufacturing jobs. He said, "I think it's about time that we get the USMCA passed. I think it's a shame that because of impeachment the deal got delayed by a year. It will exponentially help New Hampshire farmers. In particular, dairy farmers, as well as a number of manufacturers across our country, and it's good for the United States." Moers said that Pappas is so partisan. He is close to Nancy Pelosi. He's become such a liberal in Washington, D.C., that he would support impeachment at any place for any reason at any time to undermine our Constitution, to undermine the success of our president. Moers said that should New Hampshire's 1st District elect him to Congress, he will work to spread the state's values to the rest of the country. "We are the live free or die state. That's more than a slogan on a license plate to me. That's a value that we should be representing down in Washington, D.C., to make sure that our liberties and our freedoms are protected," he said. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.